Nosso is Rosh B'nei Gershon Gam Heim. Leveisa Hoysam HaMishpachoysam. Last week's parsha, it started saying Nosso is Rosh B'nei Kahos. And now it's Nosso is Rosh B'nei Gershon Gam Heim. Be'emes Gershon is older. Gershon Kahosam Arori. Gershon is older. But since Kahos were the ones that were Noisei Ha'aron, the Caleb, they were the ones that were Noisei the Torah itself, Kahos has the Kedima before Gershon. The Cheshivas of Torah is stronger than the Cheshivas of Mechayr. Well, the Maaseh was in last week's parsha. We asked the Ha'ara that the last pasuk of Bamidbar is V'lo Yavoyu Lirois Kevalas HaKadosh V'Mesu. Torah ends off V'Mesu. And we know there's a halacha. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're never supposed to end off an aliyah of Kriyas HaTorah with a bad thing. It's a halacha in Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, and not with Kriyas HaTorah. So last week we said maybe it's not a bad thing. It's V'lo Yavoyu Lirois Kevalas HaKadosh V'Mesu. They won't die. But literally it says V'Mesu. So I once heard that it's a big chiddush that really Parshas Nosa is supposed to start Nosa is Rosh B'nei Kahos, not Nosa is Rosh B'nei Gershon. We switched it over and we start from Nosa is Rosh B'nei Gershon. But really, the Parsha ends and Parshas Nosa starts because there's no really hesber why we should split up Kahos and Gershon. Unless I saw one pshat that since Becholzeis Gershon is older, so the Torah writes Kahos first. But at least Gershon, also the Bechira, we start the Parsha with him. He has that mind. But that could be another term. We know also that Parshas Nosi is 176 psukim, and also the biggest, which is the biggest parsha, also the biggest capital to Hillel Kuf Yutes, has 176 psukim, and also Baba Basra, the biggest mesechta of pages, not of words. The Gaon says that you do it at brachas is a bigger mesechta of words, but it's also 176 Kuf Ayin Vav Daf. Like this pshat, so the Parshas Nosi is going to have 196 psukim if you're going to start from Nosei B'nei Kahos. There's a lot of sugyas. There's a sugyas Shiluach Machanois. Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'yishalchu min ha-machana kol tzorua v'chol zo v'chol tamei l'nofesh. Tzora ametsoira azo v'n atamei l'nefesh Shiluach Machanois. We spoke a little bit about this last week, that there's a concept of Shiluach Machanois. Last week it was Negei that we said that the Levium used to be of the Sobev la-Mishkan Yachanu. The Indian was that the Levium represented the Machan Leviyah. It says it twice. The Sovel Mishkan Yachan, the one is for the din of Shmir of Levim, and one is for the din of the Machanois. Lemaisa, the Sugim Sochem, Daf Samach Zayin, Barichas, the Gemara learns out that there's three different levels. Atome Nefesh, Tumas Meis, is only sent out of Machan Eshchina. Zov, Balkari, and things like that, are sent out even of Machan Leviyah. And a Mitzoyra is the most, a Mitzoyra is Badad Yeshiv, a Mitzoyra is even sent out from Machan Yisroel. Now the reason is because the tumah of a mitzayra requires the most harchaka. A mitzayra is a baal lashon hara. A baal lashon hara, you have to be marchik with the strongest richuk. In ganzen arise from the machin. Different tumas represent different things. A betumas mitzayra requires the full richuk out of machin Yisrael in ganzen. It's a grace of sugis, but after a few nakudis, the Rambam says, and Hilchos Bias Mikdash Paragimel Alchates. Mitzoyra shenichnas to machan aleviyah like a shmoinim. If a mitzoyra goes into the machan aleviyah, he's like it twice. He's like a shmoinim. Once for going into the machan Yisrael, and once for going into the machan aleviyah. Zok the kesef mishnah. Who adin mitzoyra shenichnas la machan eshchina like a kufchof. He did three of theirs. He went into the machan Yisrael, machan aleviyah, machan eshchina. Lachar who adin zov shenichnas la machan eshchina would be like a shmoinim. Ken zayin machan eshchina not because machan eshchina you already chayv karas. So since you have Karas, you won't get the Malkus for the Machan Eshchina. Abraham is a Mitzoyer that goes into Machan Levi is like a Shmoinim. In the Mikdash David, he wants to be Medayik that the Rash is Choylik. The Rash, he's Medayik from a Rash in Tyrus that says, Zov, a Mitzoyer is Zov, Shenichnas la Machan Leviya like a Shmoinim. A Mitzoyer who's also a Zov that goes into the Machan Leviya gets Shmoinim. Once from Mitzoyer and once on Zov. Mashma that a regular Mitzoyer that goes into Machan Leviyah is only like Arboil. What's the pshat? So he says, Be'emes, it's not the pshat that there's three different Machanas. There is. However, Be'emes is one Yisoyer. You have to go away from the Machan Eshchina. How far away? Well, the Tumas Meis, just don't go into Machan Eshchina. A Zov has to even be further from the Machan Eshchina. Don't even go into the Machan Leviyah. And a Mitzoyer is sent out even further. A Mitzoyer is sent out even from the Machan Yisroel. That's how far he has to be sent away from the Machan Eshchina. But it's one big richit from the Machan Eshchina. Oy vazoy, a mitzvah that goes into the Machan Levi is not going to be like a Shmoinim.
Soif kol soif, he only did one isser. He went into where he wasn't supposed to go in. As far as the Metzor is concerned, it's one big place that he's not allowed to go into. The Rambam also writes in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Paragimel, Halacha Ches, a Metzor that goes into Yerushalayim is like it. Avlam nichnas l'shar ayoris hamukav choyma, Afa pisha eni rashoi, lefisha nemar bodad yeshav, eni loike. It's mavur and emet. It's a first mishnah in Kalim, in the parak aleph, the first parak of Masechet Kalim. 29 parakim of Kalim talk about Kalim, but the first parak of Masechet Kalim talks about the different dargis of kedusha. You have Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, Kodesh Kadoshim, Chel, Ezras Noshim, Ezras Yisrael. There's levels. Every level of kedusha has more things that can't go into it. Has more dina, more chumras. So in the mishnah in Kalim, there's mavur that emet soira. The Gemara says Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says in Kalim Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. Then it says Mukafas Chayma have a higher level of kedusha. The Mukafas Chayma are stronger that a Metzayra cannot go into the Mukafas Chayma. So it's Mavurim first in the Mishnah that a Metzayra not only is sent out of Yerushalayim, a Metzayra is sent out of any Mukaf Chayma. But the Rambam is saying a difference here, that Yerushalayim, if a Metzayra goes in, he gets Malkus. If a Metzayra goes into any other city that's Mukaf Chayma, he's over the essay of Bodad Yeshiv. Bodad Yeshiv requires that he shouldn't go into any city. There's a famous Yisoy from Reb Chaim. It's in the stencils in Moed Katan. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, there's a Shaila if Metzayr is Noig Beregel. There's a Tzad in the Gemara that a Metzayr is not Noig on Yontif. So Rashi, what would it mean a Metzayr is not Noig on Yontif? That he could be Megaleach and he can go into the Yechoyma. That he's allowed to be Megaleach and he's allowed to go into the city. So Frek Reb Chaim, Allah Asachrat Naftis Rashi. Memelo that a Metzayra could be Megaleach. If Metzayra is not Noig Beregel, he could be Megaleach. But what does it mean that a Metzayra is allowed to go into the city? He's Tameh. A Metzayra, just because it's Yontif, is still Tameh. He's not allowed to go into Yerushalayim. So Reb Chaim was Machadish that Emes is two dinim in Metzayra. There's a din that the Metzayra can't go into Yerushalayim, that's Als Tumah. Als the Tumah of a Metzayra, he's sent out even from Yerushalayim. Not only from the Shechinah, from the Leviyah, even from Yerushalayim. This that a Metzayra can't go into all the other Mukafas Chayma, that's not a din of Tumah B'chlal. There's many dinim a Metzayra has. Priya, Prima, the God of Yukruim, he has a lot of different halachas. One of the halachas, Hanhaga of Metzayra, he can't take air God. One of the halachas is that he can't go into a Mukafir Chayma. Any Mukafir Chayma. It's not Midine Tumah. Hanhaga's Metzayra. So Reb Chaim, when Rashi says that if Metzayra is not Noig Beregel, you can go into a Mukaf, it doesn't mean Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim you can't. How's that your tummy? It means you can go into any other Mukaf. You can go even a step further. There's a Maisa there in the Mishnais and Kalim. It says that the only thing that has a din of Mukaf is Mimois Yeshua ben Nun. And the Pelez Rabbi Kivager in the Hagoisa on the Mishnais in Perak Aleph and Kalim asks the Kasha that the Rapsukim from Tanakh that he works out in Malachim that says a Metzayra that was sent out of the Mukaf Chayma and was talking in the Shomron. And in the Shomron, it's not Mimois Yeshua ben Nun. So Rabbi Kivager had the Cheshvan, maybe it was already Mukaf from Yeshua ben Nun. But I once saw a Devar Chiddush, that maybe the din that it's Mukaf from Yeshua ben Nun, that's for the din Tumah. That the only time there's a din Tumah of a Metzayra for any Mukafir Chayma, there's a din Tumah is only Mimois Yeshua ben Nun. There's another din that the Metzayra has an Hagav, Bodad Yeshev, he can't go into any Mukaf, even if it wasn't Mukaf Yeshua ben Nun. And then we'll say that the Pshat and Rashi in Moed Katan is going on Azam Mukif that wasn't Mukif from Yeshua ben Nun. What? Yeah, the Rambam, but that's the Rambam, the Loik is only in Yerushalayim. Yeah, but that's Rashi in Moed Katan, there could be a point. Yeah, the Rambam, it was Loik only in Yerushalayim. Another case, it could be an Afkamina, there's a Shverat Tais in Ksubas Daf Mem Hei, that the din of Mukif Chayma, if it's Ir Sheruba Akim, it doesn't have the din of Mukif Chayma. The Mefarshim did, the Rishash says, Minoli Latoisis, but Tais said, it's not a din of Mukif if it's Roib Akim. Kenzain Roib Akim doesn't have a din of Mukif of Tumah. But there will still be the din of Mukif that the Hanhag of Metzayra can't come in. And once again, it could be Negev, that could be the Rashi. Epsha, that could be a Pshat. The Yoyser, the Oilam Shadar is the idea from the Mabit. We know there are two things that everyone knows you have to eat in Yerushalayim. You have to take your Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. And Kachem Kalam you have to take to Yerushalayim. Unless you paid it. And you're not allowed to be paid it with a Shtar, only with Kesef. Kiyadua. But there's a din, Meiser Sheni and Kachem has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni is Mefurash and the Pesukim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Oh, but the Mabit wants to say a Chiddush. He says, Kachem Kalim doesn't say anywhere you have to eat in Yerushalayim. The Gemara learns that you have to eat it in a Mokam Tahar. What's a Mokam Tahar? A place where a Metzayra can't go. The Gemara works that. Maybe it should be a place where a Zav can't go and you'd have to eat a Davki and Machin and Leviya. The Gemara works that from the Chesh, but no. Kachim Kalim is allowed to be eaten wherever the Metzoyer can't go. Makam Tar, where a Metzoyer can't go. Zogtim Abit, a Kachim Kalim is allowed to be eaten in any Mukif Chayma. Not only in Yerushalayim. You can eat it in Akko. There's only one problem. You can never get it there because it's Psul Yotze. If it goes out of Yerushalayim, it's Nifsal B'Yotze. But Be'etzim Achilas Kachim Kalim is able to be eaten in any city. Ma'aseh Sheni, not, because there's no Psul Yotze, imagine. Ma'aseh Sheni, Taka, the Diyuk and the Psukim, it's Mefurish, it's the Yenid Yerushalayim. But Kachim Kalim has nothing to do with Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalim has to be eaten in a Mokam Tar, which the Gemara says is a Mokam Tar where a Mitzayra can't go. Taka, the din is, potentially you'd be able to eat Kachim Kalim in any Mukif. It's never Negeya because of it's a psul yaitze. You have the parsha of Soita. The Gemara says, why did it say parsha Soita before parsha Nazir? Kolaroya Soita bikel kula yazer atzma min ayayin. Kolaroya Soita bikel kula yazer atzma min ayayin. The problem is though that in the psukim it says Soita and then Nazir, but in the Masechtas it does it fakert. In the Masechtas it says Nazir and then Soita. So the Gemara says in Soita Dachbeis, the Gemara says, because in the Seder of the Masechtas it says Perak Hamadir in Ksubis, and then it has to say Masechta Nedarim, because of that it says Masechta Nazir, and then out of that you bring in Soita. Otherwise Soita maybe would be in Masechta Menachas. A lot of them have Masechta talks about Menachas. The Mincha Soita, and it talks about a lot of the Prakam, a lot of the Prakam are Menachastik and other Kachamdik kind of Inyanim. But it comes in because of Nazir. But in the Pesukim it says Soita before Nazir. In the Gemara it has to be the other way around. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamar, Ish Ish Kisiste Ishtoi. So Lamar is Mashmal Ladoiris, Zokta Bionis and Ivishitz. The Parsha of Soita was only Ladoiris. Bizman HaMidbar, you didn't need the Parsha of Soita. Because Bizman HaMidbar, if you had a Sofik, if an Isha was Mizana, you would be able to know right away from the Mon. The Mon, if the Isha was Mizana, the Mon would be back in her father's house, her portion of Mon. And if she was Takanat Mizana, her portion of Mon would come the base Baila. So there was no Soira for Parsha Soita, Bizman HaMidbar. Now, of course, the Soita brings a carbon mincha. A mincha Soita is from Seira, because it's Michael Behema. She feared sich like a Behema, so she, like Karbona, Michael Behema. Then, as we have that also, we know that the carbon Oimer is that Michael Behema is from Seira. Until we get to Shavuos, then the Shtei Alechem is from Chitim. Because when we work through the days of the Oimer, originally we're still holding that we're makir of a carbon Behema. Of Sa'irim, of carbon Aymer on Pesach. After going through the 49 days of the Aymer, then we go high and we bring a carbon made out of Chita, which is Michael Adam. Mever Tamesh. Mever Tamesh. It takes 49 days of Mever Tamesh. The Pasuk says by the Soita, you have to realize the Soita we're talking about that there was no aid, and there was only one aid, maybe, and we don't know if she was Mizana, and therefore, we have to give her the Mei Soita, the Mei HaMa'orim, right? The Medrash said that Ma'orim is Gematria 496, that's 248 times 2, that it's going to explode on the man and the lady, the Ramachi Varam of the Isha, and also on the Ramachi Varam of the person that was Mizana. That's Meham Ararim, 248 times 2. And that's going to test us. But if Shitaka wasn't Mizana, so the Emes, they tell the lady, they tell the Emes first, they tell her she should admit. And if she admits, she goes home free. She admits she did Znus. She goes home because she doesn't get killed because there was no Adam. There's no Adam. But if she's not going to admit that she taka did not, she explodes. If she was taka though, not mizana, then the pasuk says v'niksa v'nizra zara. She was ninaka the mayim is menaka her. We see that she wasn't mizana, and then v'nizra zara. So the Gemara says in brachas and in soita, what does it mean v'nizra zara? Im hoisa akara nifkadis. If this isha was an akara, she didn't have children yet. She's going to be nifka. She's going to have children now. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel. That's what the Kiva says. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel told him. Im kein yisosru kol ha'akaris v'yifakdu, v'yifkidu, l'chayra, all the notion that are akaris are going to come, and they're going to make themselves in a matzav that the husband's going to be makana them, in order that they should have children. Ella, rather, Zog Rav Yishmael, v'niksa v'nizra zara, doesn't mean that an akaris is going to have children. It just means that if she was yiladis b'tzar, she'll be moilid b'revach. If she was yiladis z'charim, she'll, nekeva, she'll have z'charim. It's not mamish that if she didn't have children, she'll have children. She'll have a better matzah. How is Rabbi Shmuel answering the kasha? Vaita. any isha that only had girls or that was yeledes b'tzar is going to be nistad hachas bail in order that she should be yeledes b'revach and yeledes in zechar. What's the difference? Azay frektoisis in soita and afchavavi batshvem. The posh the teretz. Vice the choice that someone that doesn't have kids will go that far to such lengths to try to have the children, even to put herself in an uncomfortable situation of ki'ilu, they're accusing her of being mizan. Just for the revach of yeledes b'revach, yeledes b'tzar, azoy vach, you don't have to be choishish. That's the pashat pshat. Yeshua and Brochus wants to say a teretz. I didn't understand. He wants to make a cheshbin that it's Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva l'shitasoy. There's a machloikas though inside the Gimel if it's a, if that the Baal has to be makaner, v'kinei yasishtoy, choyva or rishus. Is it a chiv that the Baal has to be makaner if he sees that she was mizan? If he's choishish or only a rishus? So he says this whole shach that an isha will be makaner herself in order to have children is only true if you hold like the mandam or choyva. So he switches the gears with the names. Brochus the gears is faket, and he works out. That's the time Rabbi Shmuel is saying. He switches the gears. That's Rabbi Kiva talking. Rabbi Kiva holds choyva. So he says Rabbi Kiva is saying everyone's going to want to do it, and that's why you couldn't learn like the Afshan. But the other man, the other holds rishus, so there's no chash. The Pella is, so why did he have to switch to say that it's Yeledes B'Revach, Yeledes B'Tzar? If he himself holds it's Rishus and there's no Pshat, he can still stick to the Pshat, that it really is Akara, it's going to be Yeledes. And there's no Pshat of Tister Eitzel Baila, because it's only a Rishus. My Makla, I have an answer to Kasha. You have the Parsha of Nozir, then there's a whole Shaila, the Gemara is a Gemara in Tainis, and the Gemara Nozir. Is a Nozir a Choyte, or is a Nozir a Big Tzadik? Who are then a person that makes a fast? Hatzom. Is it Choyte? Or is it a tzaddik? So Bemis, the Gemara says, the Sfri Man Yomrim, that Nozir is only a choyte, he's not supposed to do it. Am Vashteitzach, the Rosh Hashiva spoke yesterday, he said, a person that grata doesn't drink wine for 30 days, that's a Nozir. He grata didn't drink wine. What makes the person a Nozir? That he was makabled in his ears. He spoke about the Indian of Kabbalah Satorah. Ton on a Kabbalah is tam garnished. If he's makabel, then you become a nozer. And the Kabbalah is requiring certain things. But avada, someone that tries to stam is not drink wine, taka choyte, the Gemara says. But if he's a nozer, then yeah. But even a nozer, a gufa, he has to have the right kavonis for the Kabbalah. The Netziv, Drixlai, the Gavala, the Gavara, it says, v'achar yishta ha-nozer yayin. Afterwards, the nozer will drink wine. He's not a nozer anymore. V'achar, after he finishes his nazirs, yishta ha-nozer yayin. He's not a nozer. A nozer who is the right kind of nozer, that nezer olikov and kaddish yeh, and he has the right mataras and he wants to become kaddish and tar and a tzaddik because of that nazirus. So even when he finishes his yemei nazirus, he's a nozer. He has the title. Va'achar, afterwards, vayter. Now he can drink wine. I mean, he's going to be yishta nozer. Erez a nozer. Erez a psa. Adar hei ben amesh yet. The nozer that did it the right way, and afterwards also, it's va'achar yishta nozer yain. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Gimel that a Nazir that is over on his Naziris, that he drinks the wine, besides being over on Bal Yoichal, that he wasn't supposed to eat and drink wine and Karzanin, he's also over Bal Yachel. It's like any other Neder. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean you're over Bal Yachel? If you eat, you're over Bal Yoichal. What's with the Bal Yachel? So the Gemara, Lavra Levishtayim, you're over both. So Moshe Shenem learned that the Gemara was looking, is it shy to find a case that you should be over the Isuri Naziris without being over Bal Yachel, or Faker is a Shaykh and Bal Yachel without being over Bal Yoichel. And the Gemara's Mashal, there's no case. Now, there's always going to be both. Now, Lechayr, there's Kamakashas that you can ask that it's before that Lechayr and Nazir is over one without the other. The Paris Yoichel over there asks, what if he eats less than a shear? Of the Isuri Naziris, he has to eat a Kazayis, or a Vias. But as Bal Yachel, Lechayr, even a Mashal was enough for the Isur Neder. Unless you say a chiddush that the Bal Yachal of a Nazir is totally in the Gedarim of Nazir. I'd comment that even though we're all over in the Gedarim, the Isser is with Mashu, but of the Gedarim of Nazir, that would also define what's the Bal Yachal of a Nazir. There's a kasha also from the Gemara in Makis. The Gemara in Makis says, Mishnah in Makis, Yesh Choyrish Telem Echad Veloikish Shemoyna, right? Because it could be a person could be plowing in a field and he's a Nazir and a Koyin on Yontif with a climb. It's a whole list of things. Eight Averis you can get. And one of them is Nazir. Every Nazir is over two. Bal Yachel and Tuma. And what they were talking about is a Nazir of a coin, the Beis HaKvaris, on Yontif. The Chayri is over two. So the Turi Evan wants to be Mechadish, then in a Hanami. Ba'emes, all the Rishonim are mutching that there's only seven things there. So some Rishonim say Klai Akerem is two, because there's Klai Zroim and Klai Akerem. They work out how it's eight. So we have one to say, no, the eight is good because Nazar counts for two. Nazar counts for two. That's what Turiyevin says. The Beis Halevi says a big chiddush. Beis Halevi says, a Nazar has be'ikr three in Yonim. He can't drink wine, he can't be metama, and he can't be megaleach. Zok the Beis Halevi, this that a Nazar is over, bal yachel also, is only when he drinks wine. But if he's metama, or he's megaleach, he's not over bal yachel. Because if a Nazar is metama or megaleach, it's soyser minyoni. His nazirus is bottle, he starts again. So that's not bal yachel. He messed up. He has to start from scratch. If he drinks wine, he remains a nazir, or he was over the avera drinking wine. So he gets another avera also, bal yachel. But a nazir is metami himself. Or, megaleach, since the din is soyser minyonai, so the whole thing is bad. So then you won't have it. So the Gemara, no, and Marcus is talking about a kohen, a nazir that went into Beis HaKvaris, he won't even be over bal yachel. There's another pshat in the Gemara. It's bechalal negate the whole concept of the zeros. It's a famous machloikis, Marit, and the Maribasan. The Miluim talks about it a lot. What is a nazir? The Marit shita is that when a person makes himself a nazir, he's becoming a different kind of person. He's a nazir. A nazir now is new dinim. The same way a kohen has some dinim, more than a Yisrael, and Yisrael has more dinim than Akum. But of course, that's by birth. It's not up to you. There's a different kind of nazir. There's kohen. There's Levi. There's Yisrael. There's Benoya. There's nazir. Nazir is different than all those other ones that you decide to become a Nazir. But you become a Nazir. Once you're a Nazir, you're a Nazir. The other way of looking at Nazir, the Maribasan and other Achrayim, Nazir is mamash like a neder. It's a triple neder. When you say Hareini Nazir, it's a triple neder of Piv, Liyayin, and Roishay, Legiluach, and Gufay, not to be Matamah. But it's in the Dharm, it's in the Dharm. So the Achrayim want to say, that's the Shach of Atari. The Gemara said that there's Bal Yachal by a Nazir. So the Gemara asks, why? Ochal Kamli Bibal Yoichal. Shasa commonly bibal yishta. That the Shach Vatari, the Gemara was asking, a nazir is a nazir. And now that he's a nazir, he had dinim. He's now that he eats wine, drink wine. So he drank, he was like, but he wasn't machal his dibur. He's still a nazir. His nether wasn't, he's not going to drink wine. He said, I'm becoming a nazir. He still is a nazir. He's a nazir who drank wine, but he's a nazir. He didn't shepherd in his ears. And that the Gemara answers, no, you're oiv bibal yachal. It's a nether. It's a nether of pibliyai and a different oiv bibal yachal. No, it's not Gishmak. How does Maritlam in the Teretz of the Gemara? And how does the Maribasan in the Havmin of the Gemara? So McKen, Zogim Pshat. That even if it's Mamash Yashem Toyar, not doing the rules of Yashem Toyar is also going to be called that you machalo your Naziris. The Gemara says also, Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoyim. Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoyim. And not only is Stam Nazir Islam Ad Yoyim, there's even a shar for it. And if a person, the Farish says, Hareini Nazir Yoyim Echad, you become a Nazir for Lamed Yoyim. That's the din. Hareini Nazir Yoyim Echad, Afo Pikein, the din is a tzchal on you and a Zirus of Lamed Yoyim. Minchas Chinuch has an interesting shayla. It's full of Minchas Chinuch there, but it's an interesting shayla. We know every Nazir is also Eber Bal Yachel. The guy says, Hareini Nazir, and he drinks wine, he'll be Eber Bal Yachel, and besides being over Naziris. Clear to Mechazchan, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Yoyim Echad, Avad, the din is he's a Nazir for 30 days. That's the din, automatic. Hareini Nazir Yoyim Echad, you're a Nazir for 30 days. But can't think the Layachal Dvoroi, Dvoroi, Layachal Dvoroi, with only one day. That's what he said. Pidoimel is that. It's a din, Hareini Nazir Minachar Tzanim. A person says, I'm a Nazir from wine only. The din is he's Chalan all din in Naziris, Tumma and Teglachas also. But the Pharisee he said, Hareini Nazir Minachar Teglachas. The Bal Yachel, maybe you'll only be over on what you said beferish. Oy dil manat. Oy dil ma, the Bal Yachel's on everything. Now, Masubik, according to the Minchas Chinuch, he says that a person says, Hareini Nazir Yoyim Echad, the Bal Yachel doesn't apply only on one day. So what does that mean? I have it said you have to drink wine all 30 days. Because if even one of the 30 days he doesn't drink, that could be the key of his nether of Hareini Nazir Yoyim Echad. It happens to be the first day? The din is already Nazir Yoyim Echad, you become a Nazir for 30 days. So Hilchas Naziris you have for 30 days. But the Bal Yachal Dvoroi is only on one day. Which day? Dafka the first or any of the days? If it's any of the days, so it's Lakula, unless you drink all 30 days, you're not going to be Yoyim. The Mechaz Chinuch clears this in a few places. Again, we said by Hareini Nazir Yoyim Echad, you're a Nazir for 30 days, but maybe there's no La Yachal on the other 29 days. Another case he clears is Hareini Nazir Menach Hartzanim. You're a Nazir for all in Yonim, but maybe the La Yachal Dvoroi is only going to be on Hartzanim. A third case is that the din is a nazir after he finishes his 30 days, continues his nazirus until he brings a carbon. You're not there for 30 days normally, but until you bring a carbon, you'll continue being a nazir. During those continuing days, after you melois, after you mamalu the 30 days, you're a nazir. Is there a yachal dvari there? Kol zeh is nichlal in the sopik of the minchas chinuch. Now you have to know how sharp this din goes. So interesting chiddush from the Arsamech, Gvaldik Avort. The din is that on Reini Nozi Yom Echad, you become a Nozi for 30 days. The Arsamech wants to say, Gvaldik Chiddush. The Gemara says that there's a din of Hafaras Nadarim. The Gemara there in Nadarim is comparing it. The same way there's Layachal by a Nezir, there's Layachal by a Nozi. Who then the Gemara says, the same way there's Hafaras Nadarim, a Baal could be Mefer Nidrei Ishtai, there's a din of Hafarah by a Naziris. If a lady, a married lady, made her Naziris, or a girl made her Naziris, the father or the husband, the both, could be made for the Naziris. Right? Because it's a nether. It's a nether you can be made for. So Gemara, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, I would have a half meaning you can't be made for, because Naziris is like Kitsusa. A Naziris is for a Zman Katsav of 30 days, I would think you can't be made for it. Kamash Malon, you could be made for it. What's the Chiddush? A nether also, if you make a favor, I'm making a nether for 30 days. Is a half meaning you can't be made for it? Well, some people want to say it's not in your nefesh, it's only for 30 days. What would be by a nether that's only 30 days? The Sameach wants to say a statement in the Gemara Gevaldik Azach. Anisha made a nether that she's going to be a nazir. And she's already a nazir for the first day. Now the husband wants to be made for it. Hafar is only Mekana Lahaba. If the husband's made for it, let them garnish to help him. She was already a nazir for one day. A nazir for one day is a nazir for 30 days. It's going to be nispashat again. It's chazar and nispashat again and again. You can't be made. I would have a half meaning. I thought the baskanis. I can't be made for a nether of naziris. It's like itzusa. It has to be for 30 days. It always stretches. But this is you do it. The machlekes are sameach and Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner has a sefer Tyrus and nazir. And the Rambam and Hilchas naziris. Our sameach is taking this din that a nazir of one day stretches for 30 days is a mukhrachtik thing. You be made for it. It comes up again. Rav Hutner says, no. Stanozei, Nozer Yom Echad becomes for 30 days. But if it can't be not, the Marduk is in Afkamina, Hareini Nozer Yom Echad Lefnei Nisasi. Hareini Nozer Yom Echad Lefnei Nisasi. Our Sameach says, Viter. It stretches backwards 30 days. It has to be 30 days. And Rav Hutner says, no, in such a case, you'll be a Nozer for one day. There's no, it's not that it can't be. Hareini Nozer Yom Echad Lefnei Nisasi, you will be a Nozer one day. I would say, who are then the Hafar Mahalach won't be able to won't work out that far. There's not a sugi from kinuyim. Actually, one word on the sugi of kinuyim. Machlekes Rav Yochanan Shlokish, what kinuyim is. But then the Gemara says there in the Dorm that there's a din called kinuy kinuyim. Right? Kinuy would be, let's say, a person says hareini koinam. Or by Naziris, he would say hareini nozich. But then there's kinuy kinuyim. Even a more warped version of the word. Mikanamno. Or pazachno for a nezer. So the Chayim have a gevaldik akash. A person, let's say, for Naziris, he would say, Hareini pazachna, that exact question, by a nether, let's say, he would say, Hareini mekanamno. So it's no good. Or kikar zeh osra alai, kikanamno, whatever. Lechayra, who cares if he said mekanamno? But he said, he thought carbon. In his mind, he thought carbon. What was he thinking when he said mekanamno? He had in mind carbon. Let it work off the lathe. So some have a mahalach, it's negay here in Kedushim, we have later on that when you say it, it's worse, you can't use the machshava you used anymore. Oh, but there's a nusach that the Acharonim say, gezogt mekanamno is getracht mekanamno. If you thought mekanamno, then when you said mekanamno, you thought the word mekanamno. And that's totally in a big tumult. When something works by machshava, and it's a machalik is v'shayim, when someone has a machshava in something, does he think about the word? Or does he think about the musug? Whenever a person has a machshav of something, is he thinking about the word or is he thinking about the idea behind the word? It's zetzach ha-machloikis v'shoinim. The Rashi in Brachas Daf Tes Vav says that if hearer would work by Kriya Shema, then avada other languages would work. Because hearer is not in a language. A person's mahara, Shema, Yisrael, he's thinking the word. So the Rashi, if hearer would work, avada other l'shoinis would work. Because hearer is not in Lashon Kodesh. Hearer is in the Musagim. If hearer works, Zikr, English works. Tyson Shabbos, Mefurish Eschaylik, Tyson Shabbos, Daf Mem says, he has a tzad that it's only usher to learn the Lashon Kodesh, and he says, well then, it's usher laharer the Lashon Kodesh from a voice into an office. So you see, there's a machlekes v'shoinim, is a person tracting in words, or just in the machshav? According to Tyson, that a person thinks in a word, so when he says mekanamna, he thought mekanamna. But according to the Rashba, a person thinks in Musagim, so when he says, Mekanamno, He's thinking about the musik of carbon. So it should be good. He thought about carbon. So you could say a pasht techilik. Avada, when a person stammers, he thinks about something, it's a machloikas. Is he thinking about the word or is he thinking about just the musik? But when he says the word, then avada, when he says the word mekanamna, his machshava is on the word. This part of the Rashi that a machshava of a person is not expressed in words. A machshava of a person is only expressed in the musig, is only when he's not speaking. When you speak, avada, your machshava is expressed in the speaking. So therefore, when a person says mekanamna, it's not good. If you hold kini kinayim, is no good. Sugya Birchas Koyinim, Sach Sugis. Birchas Koyinim, it's a big tumult. Bizman HaMikdash, there was a din that when you brought the carbon, they would make Birchas Koyinim. Now, Bizman HaZeh, we do it during the davening. It's a big tumult. Is that also what they write, sir? Birchas Koyinim is a din in davening or a din separate? The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch bring it down on Hilchas Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch is not a right. There is no Shulchan Aruch on things that aren't like Bizman HaZeh. But The Rambam also brings it down Hilchas Tefillah. Mitzad Sheni, the halachas in Gemara is brought down in Masechta Tomit. Most of the halachas about duchening, Nesias Kapayim, is in Masechta Tomit. It's a Beis HaMikdash Tikadim. And at the Beis HaMikdash, it was different. In the Beis HaMikdash, they said Baruch Hashem Koyim Melchusoy. There was a different surah how they did it in the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, we do it during davening. Is the taka an integral part of davening? How sharp does it go into the davening? There was a shayla that once came up by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, a person that was davening for the Omer, the Chazaras Hashatz. It was Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yalav Yovel, and he's already up to Sim Shalom, and someone finally remembered in the Tzibur that he didn't say Yalav Yovel, so you have to go back to Ritzay. They wanted to know if you do Birchas Koyinim again. Now that you have to go back there and say, did the Birchas HaKoyinim come back also nochamo into the Shemoneh Esrei? Is getting the right mamash into the Shemoneh Esrei or not? You have to know, this comment's done into the Shaila. Maramokim anyway. You have to know what to do with such a Shaila. But it's part of the Davin. Now, Bizman HaZeh in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael at least, we do it every day. But in Chutz La'aretz, they do it only on Yontif. And the Ramah says, we do it on Yontif only because you only do Nesias Kapayim when you're besimcha, and Bizman HaZeh, we're not besimcha, only on Yontif. Another halacha that the Ramah brings down is that only someone who's married should do Birchas Koyinim, because only someone who's married is besimcha, and a bachur shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. Mamash, one Ramah next to the other. Aber weiss doch euch, the heintige bachur is in a freilach, because legabi, the din of Yontif, the oilam is noyig, they only do duchening on Yontif, because only when you're besimcha. But the din of the Ramah, that a bachur is not Nesias Kapayim, because you need to be besimcha, this the oilam is noyig. They yet the Messiah's Kapayim. There's a Gemara Ksubis, the Gemara says in Ksubis Taf Chafei, Zor She'olu L'duchin is Oiver, B'Esei. A Zor that goes to do Duchening is Oiver and Aveir. First Gemara, a Kohen is supposed to Duchen, not a Zor. And if you do it, there's a famous Tosis in Shabbos, that Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Ri is brought down in Tosis on the Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Lo Yoda Ri Eiza Yisra Yesh Lazar Lalish L'Duchen. He doesn't know why it's also for a Zor to go off to Duchen. Not much connected to Gemara. Halei Dover. The Gemara says, Zor is also to Duchen. And the Ri says, he doesn't know what Yisra there is. So Asach Achreinim Tumulim to talk about what does the Ramah maybe mean. So, what does the Tosis mean? I'm sorry. What does Tosis mean? So there's a few terutzim. There's a few terutzim brought down in the Achroinim. The Marsha says over there in Shabbos that Tosis means that he didn't make the bracha. He just stood up there. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, in the beginning of the halachas of Nesias Kapayim, the Ramah wants to say a teretz that the Isra of the Gemara and Ksubis is only if the Zor goes up by himself. If there's no Koyinim and the Zor goes up by himself and he wants to do a Birchas Koyinim, then Zor She'ol L'Duchin is Oiver, an Aveira. But the Ri in Shabbos was saying, Lo Yoda Ri, when, if a Zor goes up together with the Koyinim, if he's doing anything wrong. Azoi Zor Tiramo. The Hafla in Mesechta Ksubis wants to say Punkt Fakert. The Hafla in Mesechta Ksubis wants to say Punkt Fakert. He says like this. If there's other Koyhanim, and you go up, then you're Oiver and Aveir. But if there's no Kohanim and then you go, then you're not Oiver and Aveir.
Why? So he brings down the Yisoid of the Charedim. The Bir Halacha brings this down in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches. The Charedim was machadish that the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim is not only on the Kohanim, it's also on the Yisroel. The Yisroel also has a bin of Nesias Kapayim. Not only the Kohanim. If I say that the Yisroel's bin is to be Mizborich, and the Kohanim's bin is to be Mevorich, but the Yisroel is part of the din. The felt much is how sharp does the Charedim mean it? Mamish, I saw that. Flood gives a dogma, he says it's like Yavam and Yavama. The Torah says only that the Yavam has the mitzvah. But everyone knows the Yavama also has the mitzvah. Is that how you pashtay it? Or is it a little less? By tzedakah, the usher has to give the tzedakah. The ani is makabel, but it's like, he's also the mitzvah? There's a maizu with one of the gedolim, he came home and he told his wife that he made an appeal for mois chitim, and he was pretty matzliach. She said, how much was it matzliach? He said, it was 50% matzliach. The most of the 50% matzliach. The aniyim are willing to take. Now we just have to convince the ashirim to give. So the pshat is, the mitzvah is on the ashirim, the aniyim, you need them, you have to give them the tzedakah. How bite does the Charedim mean? That it's mamish the mitzvah on the Yisroel. It's not just they have to grab the bida. There's a mitzvah on the Yisroel to be mizborich. The Olam has to know when the Kohanim are in the front. You have to be in front of them. You have to go behind them. It could be that even if you're in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be mavar. It's not posh. It's what you're supposed to do if you're being mezalzel on the bracha of the Birkas Kohanim. If you stand up, they're giving a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohanim through HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me a bracha, and you're mezalzel. You stand. You don't go where the bracha, the chef of the bracha is going to go. You have to know. So. Yeah, the Gantz is straight over. But the Charedim says that the Yisrael also had the mitzvah. That's Shana the Spear. Again, the Gemara Suba says that is Zor, that's Oyeluduch and is Oyver Naveira. And Toysman Shabbos Kofiut Ches says, Oymeri, Lo Yoda Eze Yisr Yesh. Zokta Hafla like this. If there's no Kehanim in the Shul, and the Zor goes up to Duchening, then what did he do wrong? Stam Bishpil Bamaisa. He said the Bracha, Gaval, nothing wrong. Lo Yoda Ri Eze Yisr Yesh. But if there is Kehanim, so he had the mitzvah also in Yisrael. He had the Charedim's mitzvah of getting the bracha. And instead of going to get it, he went up to the Duchen and stood there with the Kohanim. He's over an Avera. He's over the Avera of the Charedim that the Yisrael has the mitzvah to be Mizbarach. It's exactly the opposite of the Ramah. The Ramah, the first Ramah in Simen Kuf Chof Ches Paskins. He asked the Sefer that the Gemara Ksuba said it's Osir, and that the Matois and Shabbos said it's not Osir. And the Ramah answers, when you go up by yourself, then you're doing an Avera. But if you go up with the Kohanim, Nishkeferlich. The Hafwas is Pumfakir. You go up by yourself, go to Shkitan. Did anybody know Kehanim? But if you go up when there's Kehanim and you want to be with the Kehanim, you're over the Avera. Probably a Yisrael. You have the Charedim's mitzvah to act like a Yisrael. I wanted to tell a Chiddush. The Dvar Avram has a whole simon in Simon Lamed Aleph about the sheet of the Charedim. He talks a lot about it. He declares he brings a Ritva and Sukkah that's Pashtus Chaylut. That's all Arichas. But Toich Advar, he wants to say maybe a new teretz to this theory here. He wants to say the only time you're over is if there's two kohanim. He says it like this: if a zor goes up together with the kohen, so then he's over because the mitzvah is only midiraisa when there's two kohanim. So if the zor goes up with another kohen, then he's over because he's probing the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be. But if there's no other kohen and the zor goes up himself, anyway, there's not two, and that's why you're not over. I want to clear an interesting chiddush. What would be if there's no kohanim, but two zors go up to do the chiddush? Two zors together go up to the duchen. Like the Ramah, you're not right. Like the Hafla, no, like the Ramah, you are right. Like the Ramah, you are right. The only time you're not is to go with the Kehanim. Like the Hafla, the Isser is the Mavatal, the mitzvah of accepting the bracha. There's no Kehanim here. Let two zors go up. They're biting on it. Like the Dvar Avram, I'm not sure. He said the Isser is going up in an oifen that would have been a mitzvah. Does that mean the Zohar going with the Kohen because there would have been a mitzvah? Or even two Zohars? Does, I'm not sure about it. You have the end of the parasha of the Nesiim. If you look at the Medrash Rabbah, Gevaldik Arichas, every single Nasi brings the exact same carbon, but the Emes, every Nasi was different Kavanas. And by Arichas, the Medrash goes in, working on every single one. By Reuven, every single thing by Reuven stands for the Kapara from Mechiras Yosef. And by Yehuda, everyone. It has different kavanas. Now Rashi brings down some basic ones. Now it's interesting, Rashi brings down his whole Arichas Pshat by Yisachar. By Yoyim HaShemi, Hikrav Nesano Ben Suha Nesi Yisachar. I'm not sure why Rashi stells it on Yisachar and not on Nachshim and Aminodar. You have to see, the Midrashim goes through all the different ones. Rashi Punkt says over Yisachar. And Rashi brings down Par Echaz and Bokar is Keneged Avram. By Avram it says, Vayikach Ben Bokar, to give the Malachim food. Ayel Echad Keneged Yitzchak, by the Akedah, Vayikach Es Ayel. Keves Echad is Yaakov. The Hakvosim hit for the Yaakov.
Be'emes, Rashi doesn't say this, but the midos of the three of us are nirmas over here. By Avraham with the parechad and bokar was midas hachesed, that he was doing achnosis orchim to bring the bokar to give the malachim food. Yitzchak is midas hagvura of the akedah by yikach es ha'ayel. And Yaakov is midas ha'emes. When he's dealing with Lavan, that's a kvasim hifrid Yaakov, that he made midas emes. It's continuing along each one his midah. The seirizim is lachapra al-machivas Yosef. Zebach ha-shlom and bokar shnayim is connected Moshe and Aaron. And then there's Eilim, Atudim, and Kvasim. Each one is five each, connected Chamishachom Shei Toiro, Kayim Levi Yisrael, and there's different shot. Targim Yoynesin brings the whole Kolmini Zachim, what each one stands for. Some of them aren't. Kavach ha-shloishim u-mea mishkol is connected Yechevet was 130. And 60 atudim is connected, 60 oithiyos in Birchas Koyanim. You have to know different, every one of the things there is grace in Yonah. But the Rechas in the Medrash Rabbah. It says at the end, Kapay Zov Shtemesre, Malayas Ketiris. The Kapay Zov were Shtemesre, Malayas Ketiris, by the Sikum of all of them. But by the Kaaris Kesef was Malayim Soilus. It doesn't say in the Pasuk Malayim Soilus. So I saw Pshat, each Nasi couldn't fill it up with Soilus in the beginning. At the beginning of the month, because it would be a psalina. So every Nasi on his day had to put the silas in. But the Ketiris, it could say, Kavizov Malayim Ketiris, because on the Ketiris there's no psalina. It's Mamish late. Actually, Mamish had Parmenot on Shavuos, Hagani Rein Zach. Klal Yisrael, by Matan Torah, got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Chosen. And Klal Yisrael was the Kala. Mitzat Sheni, we know that Klal Yisrael married the Torah. And in that chasna, Klal Yisrael is the chosen. And the Torah is Bito Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shver. But about the chasna, that Klal Yisrael is the Kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chosen. How was the Kedushin and the Nesu'in done? So the Machna has an Arichas here in the Akdoma, in the Sechta Kedushin, just read Dorch. The Machna writes like this. Some say that the Bizas Hayam was the Kedushin. Ketzav Kedushin, the Bizas Hayam. And some say that the Luchos was the Kedushin. Because the Luchos, I'm not sure if he means Ketzav Kedushin, they were very expensive, or maybe he means Shtar. I know Yechi Hashem Alekech is a Shtar Kedushin. But that was the Kedushin. What was the Nesu'in? The Nesu'in was either Kof Aleim Har Kigigis, was the Chuppah. That's not a Chuppah Roy Labiyah, but that's a Chuppah. Or it was the Shechina of the Mishkan, Hashvaras, the Shechina of the Mishkan, which was also a Chuppah Yeruhi Labiyah. And Andra says more that it's Biyah Mamish. The Osuli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Soicham, that there's a Dveikas, the Torah, that's Kedushay Biyah. So you have all certain Chaloysen in this Chasna between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. Now the Machna Rez Dorch, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas when he came down, and HaKadosh Baruch told him, Yashar Koicha Shashibarta, Sha'asom Ki Pnuyah, Shekoicha for breaking the Luchas, because you turned them into a Pnuyah. Meaning they were an Eishas Ish, and they did Znos. But by breaking the Luchas, you made them a Pnuyim. How? If the Kedushin was already with the Bizas Hayam, it's too late. If the Kedushin is with the Luchas, he didn't give them the Luchas. It's not a song ke Pnuyim, they never got married. Zok the Makna, it was Kedushin, the Kedushin was Kesef of the Bizas Hayam. Al Tanai, that they should accept the Luchas. And by Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchas, it was Bidl Al Tanai, the Meila, there was no Kesef Kedushin. Zokta Viter, by the one to build the Egel, Aaron HaKoyin tells the Yidden, Lami Zohar, whoever has gold should bring it. Push it, you know, he wanted to push them off, who's going to bring gold? But he says, no. Aaron was telling them, who has gold? No one has gold here. Ah, you have the gold of the Bizas Hayam? That's not yours, it was given to you all tonight to go make a Kabbalah the Torah. You want to go use that Zohar for the Egel, it's not your gold. It was given to you all tonight, Lami Zohar, no one here has gold. The gold was only given to you all tonight to be Mekabal the Torah. It's also V'yikhu Litzruma. When you're going to be building the Mishkan, then you're going to first take the gold. V'yikhu Litzruma. When you're going to go build the Mishkan, the gold is becoming yours, you're Mekayim the tonight. The problem is, if the Kedushin was bottled, because the Shviras Haluchas was bitl at tonight, and then there's no Kesef Kedushin. So how? It's bottled everything. Bottled Yisoy, Nafal Yisoy, Nafal Abinu. Where's the Kedushin? Where's the Nesun? Zok the Makna, that Moshe Rabbeinu goes with Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds Chuppa Koyin Mekal B'Choymer. So and of course we know it's a machlokes rishonim, but Tosfos Rosh and the Marsha says that according to Rav Huna, it doesn't just make an erusin. Chuppa Koyin does both; it makes erusin and nesu'in. So in the Kanami, the kedushin of the Bizas Hayam was bottled, but the kavalim harkigigas itself was the erusin and the nesu'in. And why do we chaylik on Rav Huna? The Gemara says there's a pircha. You can't announce chuppa from the other three because the other three are bal karchay. Mashenkin chuppa is not bal karchay. But this chuppah was bal korcha because it was called balei marke gigas. As that chuppah, everyone's moida was able to make Rav Huna shita makes the kedushin end in the soon. So the oilam zoicha zayin to the ritnik of kabbalah satayra. Mizal chasna haven talking with the tayra. The aimster mizal zoicha to the emes of kabbalah satayra mehavah.